Thank you so much for inviting me to share. I'm really, really happy to be able to share my experience with everyone. So I went to Vietnam to study culture, to study history, economics, and my favorite passion, theater. And it was an it was one of those crazy, incredible, life-changing experiences. I learned and grew in so many remarkable ways, met so many amazing people, just really fell in love with the country. But I want to talk a little bit about how I grew spiritually, because I really feel like God was with me throughout the whole time. And though I had some struggles, I grew a lot through them. So being in Vietnam challenged my perceptions on a whole lot of things. It challenged my perceptions on history, on politics, on culture, on people. But it also challenged my concepts about God and about how I defined my faith and how I defined that relationship. Honestly, it was pretty hard to remember to pray on a daily basis or perform the usual rituals and practices that I had sort of accustomed myself to and put my relationship with God in. I think when you're completely thrown into a new environment, when you're just trying to deal with a million new experiences a day, it's hard to remember to hold on to the practices and the disciplines that you've built up. So I hit this point where I really, really missed God and missed the community of being in a faith community. I missed just the comfort of being with people that I knew and in familiar territory. And so I was seeking God. And so I was seeking God in these ways that I thought that were familiar to me and that I thought would be useful. So at least somewhat familiar to me. So I decided to go to Catholic Mass one day because I thought that would be still a little bit of a new experience, but more closely related to home than what I was experiencing at the time. But I ended up going to French Mass instead, and that was just, I didn't understand what was going on even more, so it just didn't really work out very well. So the next Sunday, I was like, okay, I'm going to try again. I'm going to go to church. I found this international Christian church, and I was like, great, I love going to church. Church is where I find God. I'm gonna find God here. And I was basically like on my bike, riding on the way and thinking, I'm gonna find God here. I'm gonna get some wisdom. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna come away inspired and like putting God in this box. Like, you are gonna be there in this place. And I rode my bike for an hour in typhoon rains. I didn't realize the typhoon was gonna hit that day, but that was the day the typhoon hit Southeast Asia. So I was riding my bike through typhoon rains, like, I'm going to get to church. Got lost, of course. Ended up half an hour late, so I missed, like, the worship period and all the music, which is what I was really looking forward to in the first place. So I got there just as the sermon was started, and I was soaking wet in an air-conditioned building because it's Vietnam. So of course they're going to have the air conditioning blasting. So I'm freezing in the back row, like shivering because I'm wet and the air conditioning's on. I missed my favorite part of service, music. And the sermon starts going and I'm like, okay, it's still going to be okay. I'm going to get some wisdom. The preacher starts preaching about something I completely don't believe in. And I just disagree with every single point he's making. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for, God. I came to church because that's where I find you. Why am I not finding you? And I left feeling extremely frustrated. I rode my bike back for an hour, was exhausted by the time I went back, felt like my morning was wasted. And so I was trying to figure out, well, what did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong? Was my head not in the right place? Did I pray wrong? And meanwhile, I forgot that I was experiencing God in so many other ways. And I was looking for God in this specific place, in this specific time, and giving God an ultimatum, like, you better be there. But I was missing out that in every aspect of my life, God was there. And in every new experience I was having, God was right there with me. So I realized that when I'm not trying to make my relationship with God about comfort, about ritual, about finding God in something that I know, that God is in everything that I don't know, too. God is in every new experience and every new place. So this is an example of where I lived in the city of Hanoi, but also spent a lot of time in the countryside as well, just to give you a little context. So at the end of the summer, before I went to Vietnam, my mom and Pastor Heather asked me if I would write a blog for Faith Fusion about my experiences. So I started to think about, well, what could I cover about faith in Vietnam? And I knew that my program was going to cover a lot of field trips to different temples. We were going to study Buddhism and Confucianism and Eastern philosophy. And so I thought, oh, well, why don't I write a blog that's about sacred space? About I'm going to be doing all these trips to these different places and historic sites, and why don't I write about that experience of sharing sacred space with another religion, with a new culture? And so I embarked on that journey, and I really knew that I wanted to learn more about Confucianism, about Buddhism, and about these new religions. But more importantly than my academic study, because that's what led me to all these places, I had some really, really profound experiences with these new faiths that I was encountering. I prayed alongside new friends in a temple. I was able to watch rituals being performed of different religions. I was given food to eat off of an altar that was, food that was meant to honor the ancestors, and I was given it from someone's heart to eat, which is really profound. And I witnessed a new religion that I've never heard about that resonated more with my heart than anything else I've ever heard of in terms of spiritual teaching. So I really felt God and so all these different faiths. And it didn't matter if I was in a Buddhist temple or a Confucius temple or a Cao Dai temple, but I felt God's presence and I felt God's love for these people. I connected on a deep level to many of these new teachings that were not from my own background or my own upbringing, but inspired me to have a closer relationship with God and inspired me to live my life more fully for Him and her. So this is an example of a Buddhist temple and an altar that I experienced. One story I'd really like to share is about my roommate. This is her. Her name is Tao, and she's adorable and wonderful, and she really blessed my heart so much with so much friendship and wisdom. So I visited a cathedral once with my roommate. We were on a group outing with all of the American students and all of the Vietnamese students, and we were walking around the historic old quarter, which is really... you can see the evidence of the French imperialism a lot there. And so there's this beautiful cathedral, and the same one I went to later, actually. But this first time I went to the cathedral, we were walking through, and my roommate had never been inside a cathedral, let alone a Christian church. She had never met a Christian. So she had all these questions about Christianity, and because she actually thought all Americans are Christians. So she was like, so excited to ask me all these questions that she had about the religion. And, I explained to her about my faith, but I was also able to answer a lot of her questions. And as we were walking through the cathedral, she noticed there were people praying, and they were kneeling in prayer and bowing their heads. And she looked at me and said, that looks just like the way we pray in the Buddhist temple. And my first thought was, oh, well, you see, there's all these theological differences, and blah, 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 let me explain to you the differences between Buddhism and Christianity. And then I stopped myself before I said any of that and thought, maybe it is that simple. I think we put up these blocks like, this is what these people believe and this is what these people believe. But my roommate just looked and observed. She's not Buddhist. She's not Catholic. She's not religious at all, but she has a sense of spirituality. And she looked at these people and said, it is that simple. They're bowing their heads, praying to God. My friends are bowing their heads, praying to God. We're all bowing our heads, praying to the same God. And I think that really hit home with me, and I realized so much that we are all seeking closeness, mentorship, love, friendship, and compassion in our relationships with God. And I think that's, you know, a really beautiful thing that connects us despite, you know, God is what connects us despite our religious, you know, boundaries. So I feel like I learned so much from engaging with new religions and with people of different religions. And I saw real life examples of how God's love goes beyond religious boundaries. But I also encountered God in ways that have nothing to do with religion, have nothing to do with ritual, have nothing to do with the constructs of that way of life. On my first night in Hanoi, we had just met all of our roommates, and they were so excited to meet us that instantly, as soon as we were done unpacking, they rallied us all together and told us they were taking us out for tea. Now, going out for tea, in my mind, is, you know, sitting in a cute little cafe with my little teacup and, you know, have my Earl Grey with my steamed milk, maybe make it a London Fog. But that is not what going out for tea in Vietnam is like. Going out for tea in Vietnam means sitting on the side of the street with stools that look like they were stolen from a nursery because they're that little and they're plastic. And they're, you know, so you're sitting on these little stools, which is difficult with my long legs. And then there's sunflower seeds just thrown at you everywhere, and you're cracking the sunflowers and you're chewing them and you're spitting the seeds on the side of the road, and people are just filling your glass with like lotus green tea, and the tea just keeps coming and coming and coming. And green tea doesn't have a lot of caffeine, but after 6 cups, everyone's getting really excited about life. So going out for tea, which is something I thought I was familiar with, was still a whole new experience. And as we were hanging out and we were laughing and we were getting to know each other, and we were jibber-jabbering in broken English and broken Vietnamese, learning new words, not being able to communicate very well, someone pulled out a guitar and started playing music. And first they were playing, they played all the American songs they knew, because it was like, oh, we have Americans, let's play all the American songs we know, which is actually a lot of songs. And then they started singing in Vietnamese and teaching us Vietnamese songs, and we were teaching them new American songs. And it was just this incredible, beautiful moment where we're sitting there on these stools on the side of the road, eating the exhaust fumes of motorbikes that are passing by, spitting out sunflower shells, playing music with these people we just met who don't even speak our language, really, who we don't even speak their language, really. And yet, I had this surreal moment where I looked around at everybody and thought, this is love. This is God. This is beautiful. This is peace. This is it. And it was an incredibly profound moment for me. And I feel like that quote that Pastor Heather shared from John about love other people the way that I have loved you, that quote came alive for me in that moment. And I just felt so much love for these people that I just met who seemed completely different from me, but at the same time were profoundly similar. So I just, it was beautiful, and it had nothing to do with ritual or religion, but it was just love. And God is love. And I felt really connected to God in that moment. So I want to talk a little bit more about my experiences with Buddhism. So here's another Buddhist temple. We have an altar, and these huge round circle things are actually incense that people buy them, and you attach a prayer to it, and then the incense, this, depending on the size, can burn from anywhere from like a day to 3 months. And the hope is that as it burns, your prayer is going up to heaven. But if there's any one thing that I took away from my experiences with Buddhism, which is really, although I was experiencing different religions, Buddhism is the biggest in Vietnam. So it was the most profoundly impactful to me. So if there's any one thing I learned from Buddhism while I was in Vietnam, it's that God is everywhere. at first glance, I think it can look like Buddhism is a lot about ritual, you know, with the altars and the offerings and the specificity with prayer, with burning of the incense and the way that food has to be laid out. It seems like it's really about ritual. But underneath all of that, in the heart of it, it's really about a journey to God. Buddhist people believe that while these rituals are useful and the places of worship are useful, prayer can be done anywhere and at any time in any way, and that everything is part of a journey to enlightenment. And I think that was, when I heard that, that really resonated with me, and I realized that while for my blogs I might have been seeking out sacred space, and while for in my life I tend to, you know, like, I enjoy going to church, I enjoy part of being a community, and while all those things are important, and are valuable, really what's important is that relationship with God, and how that can happen anywhere, and at any point, and in any place. So if you go into any store, home, or business in Vietnam, no matter if the owners or the family are religious or not really religious at all, you'll find a small altar that has money, food, you know, whatever that person has to offer. And at first, this maybe seems a little odd. You walk into, you know, a bike rental shop, and why do they have an altar there? Like, it seems odd from our, you know, Western concept of putting these, like, emblems of religion in, like, non-religious places. But I found it to be a really, really beautiful tradition, because it really symbolized bringing God into everything that we do, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, that God is right there. And I thought it was really beautiful that the Vietnamese people have this mind to put such, you know, large symbols of their faith everywhere. And although maybe we don't have to put an altar in our business or in our car, we can carry God with us in that same way, in our hearts and in building a relationship with Him. Pastor Heather talked about God's gift to us, and the three blessings of being fruitful and having dominion and multiplication. And I think that all those things really related to my experiences, but especially being fruitful, because I think going to Vietnam was really a maturing experience, and having all these experiences with God helped me on my journey of being fruitful. But while I was experiencing all this, I also was seeing symbols of journeys in all the different faiths I was studying. So I just want to share some examples of that. This first picture is a Khao Dai temple. And in the Khao Dai temple, the floor is tiered, because as you pray, you go up the tiers, and it's symbolic of your journey towards God. In the Confucius temple, which is the one on the right, there's all of these are plaques on turtles' backs. And the plaques are laden with profound teachings, and each turtle is a different person. But the turtle is a symbol of wisdom, and the turtle, like swimming through the lake, is on its journey towards gaining more wisdom. And then in Buddhism, I went to this specific Buddhist temple called the Perfume Pagoda, which is one of the largest Buddhist pilgrimage sites in the world. And you had to climb up this huge mountain, like 2 miles up. Okay, it wasn't huge, but two miles up, 2.5 miles up, 2.5 miles down. But it was all steps, and it was really steep. But people of all ages make this pilgrimage, and you end up looking at beautiful sights like this, but also the final destination is this large cave. And it's this natural beauty that they've turned into a place of worship. But the journey to that destination is what's so important, and the fact that you make this pilgrimage and you climb all these steps as a symbol of your journey towards God. And I really feel like if that's something that idea of the journey is so present in each one of these religions and each one of these ways of working towards God, and that's really where what we're all on. We're all on that journey towards God, and I really felt that in my journey through Vietnam.